And I'm going to try not to tell the common lie that most preachers tell when they get up to preach, is that I won't keep you long tonight. Hopefully, I won't keep you long tonight. Let's just pray. Colossians chapter 3 and verse number 17, if you will, please. I tell you what, let's read, we're going to start our reading verse number 17. Let's go all the way down to, we'll read to verse 23 as well. But we're just going to be on one or two verses here tonight. So Colossians chapter 3, verse number 17, the Bible says, "And whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as it is fit in the Lord. Husbands, love your wives, and be not bitter against them. Children, obey your parents in all things. Children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing unto the Lord. Fathers, provoke not your children to anger, lest they be discouraged. Servants, obey in all things your masters according to the flesh, not with eye service." That means don't just do things that looks good and, you know, behind their back you got your feet up, and then when they show up, you put your feet back on the ground and get back to work again. Nope, don't do that. That's eye service. "As men pleasers, but in singleness of heart, fearing God." And verse number 23, "And whatsoever ye do, do it heartily." Do it heartily as to the Lord and not unto men. Tonight I'm going to start a series of messages, and all of them are titled the same, "Whatsoever ye do." Whatsoever ye do. On hope, okay. Sorry. Thank you. I have to turn the mic on. Is that it? Nope. Is that it? All right. Where was I? During the Hope Ministry, we started this, "Whatsoever you do," we did verse number 17, and "Whatsoever you do in word," and we talked a little bit about word, the logos, and idle words, manipulating words, and we talked about, you know, words that are flattering, and be careful of those people that take it and try to flatter you with words and everything else, and be real careful with that, because you don't want people to take it and lead you away. Then we talk about deeds, and long story short, talking about the things that you actually do. And then lastly, you know, "And whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him." And the last thing we talked about was giving thanks in everything. That's what the Bible says. Give thanks. That's right. Even when you have issues that's going on in your life, give thanks. But times are hard, and man, it just doesn't seem like there's an end. Give thanks. Now, that's easy preaching. Hard living. Just to be honest with you. And I look at the faces that ain't here, there's been some difficulties in here. And it's hard to say, "Oh, thank you, Lord, for whatever the situation is." Yeah, it is. But we ought to. Thank God that we can still experience whatever. So we need to give thanks for everything. Listen, the Bible says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse number 18, it says, "In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." Concerning you. There are some things that God allows to come into your life to help you to be better. Look at Job. Job suffered quite a bit, didn't he? And look how better it turned out for him. So tonight, we're going to start these series of messages out of Colossians chapter 3, verse number 17. The first one was word and deed and giving thanks. And tonight, we're going to be in verse number 18. Let's read verse number 18 one more time. In Colossians chapter 3, verse number 18,
Wives, comma, submit yourselves unto your own husbands, comma, as it is fit in the Lord. Remember, whatsoever ye do, in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. Whatsoever ye do. Let's go ahead and open up in a word of prayer before we begin. The Father, just please, Father, take it and rest me behind the cross, dear Lord. Please, Lord, give me the words to say. Father, forgive me of sins, dear Lord. Cleanse me, dear Lord, and calm my nerves down as well, dear Heavenly Father. Please allow your people to receive exactly what it is that they need. Give me clarity of speech, please, Father, and we'll just thank you. It is in Christ's name I do pray. Amen. Wives, do it all in the name of the Lord. Do it all. In verse number 18, again, the Bible says, wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands. Submit yourselves unto your own husband as it is fit in the Lord. Go, if you will, to 1 Corinthians chapter 11, please. 1 Corinthians chapter 11. Now, folks, I'm not a relations specialist. That is not my forte, if you will. But what God has given me is the Word of God, and there's some things that should be preached out of the Word of God. I think it's important for us as Christians in this day for which we live in, it's important for all of us to take and live a life of holiness. Holiness is important. Holiness is something that we should be walking in. That's what we are encouraged to take it and do in the Word of God. As a matter of fact, not just encouraged, we are commanded to live holy. Holy living is something that we need to take it and have in our life. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, let me get there as well. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, look if you will at verse number 9. Verse number 9. Oh, I'm in 2 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, and look, if you will, at verse number 9. In 1 Corinthians chapter 9, I'm sorry, chapter 11, and verse number 9. Oh, boy. Neither was the man. Well, let's start at verse number 8. For the man is not of the woman, but the woman of the man. Neither was the man created for the woman, but the woman for the man. Listen, woman was created for man. That's why it's important. Even, listen, I can remember taking and talking with, doing counseling, doing marriage counseling. And there's normally a young couple and everything. And one of the things I tried to get instituted with them is they understand their position that they're going to have once they take it and get married. Number one, don't have any expectations of one another, but there needs to be position inside of the home. And that goes for every home. There needs to be position. There is a position of leadership. Husbands, you carry that responsibility. Next month, that's what we're going to be talking about. Now, that's going to be the heavy message. But here tonight, the Bible says, wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands. Why? Because the wife was made for the husband. Listen, the Bible even goes, go back, if you will, to Genesis chapter 3. Genesis chapter 3. And look, if you will, at verse number 16. We all remember the fall of man, and one of the things that God took it and told Eve, he says in Genesis chapter 3, in verse number 16, the Bible says, unto the woman, he said, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy conception in sorrow, thou shalt bring forth children, and thy desire shall be to thy husband, and he shall rule over thee. He shall rule over thee. Listen, the woman's position of authority is under her husband. Go to 1 Timothy chapter 2. And look, if you will, at verse number 11. Are we at 1 Timothy chapter 2? Say amen. All right. 1 Timothy chapter 2, look, if you will, at verse number 11, verse number 12. The woman's position of authority is under her husband. In verse number 11, the Bible says, in 1 Timothy chapter 2, in verse number 11, the Bible says, let the woman learn in silence with all subjection. But I suffer not a woman to teach nor usurp authority over the man, but to be in silence. Now, if you will, go to Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5. In Ephesians chapter 5, look, if you will, at verse number 22. Ephesians chapter 5 and verse number 22. The Bible says, wives, comma, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. Did I read that correctly? Let's read that again. Let's read it one more time. The Bible says, wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. God takes it and does certain things. Feels like I'm talking on the wrong side on this side. God takes it and he does things a certain way for a certain reason. He has it made so that the wife is to take it and to follow her husband. Period. That's the way God has it set up. It's not my way, it's God's way. Listen, a lot of times problems get created inside the home because we do not do things God's way. That goes for the husbands as well. Listen, wives, you have a part inside of the home. You can make that home strong. You can make that home mighty. You can make that home to where the devil does not want. He wants to come in, but man, every time y'all always win. 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 Not every time you win. Not every time he wins. It's y'all, both of you. If God tells you to submit, submit. The verse of scripture before that says, submit yourselves one to another. Men, we submit to. We have to submit to some things. We are a certain way. And we got to learn to submit that way. But we'll talk about that next month. Let me tell you how this is so important, so vital. Tell you why it's so important, so vital. And I pray, and I don't think so. I can just tell by the looks in your face, this is not a hard thing for y'all to take. Go, if you will, to Genesis chapter 2. Genesis chapter 2. In Genesis chapter 2, you're probably going to hear this as long as we're talking about the husbands and wife. You probably hear this every time. If I ever preach about husbands and wife, you're probably going to hear me here. You're probably going to hear Genesis chapter, there's other ones, but Genesis chapter 2, verse number 24. Genesis chapter 2, verse number 24. Therefore, now man, you need to listen to this one. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother, and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. That cleaves mean to adhere to stick to be close. When it comes to when it comes to this thing of obeying your husband, he needs somebody to cleave to. Wives, your husband needs somebody to cleave to. They need that. Amen. There's a man that said amen. And that person that he needs to cleave to is you, wives. He needs you. Go to Matthew chapter 5. I'm sorry, go to Matthew chapter 19. Don't go to Matthew 5. Go to Matthew chapter, that's a whole different message. Go to Matthew chapter 19. It's another one we hear a lot. As long as we talk about husband and wives, you'll probably hear me say these two verses. Matthew chapter 19. In verse 5. In Matthew chapter 19, in verse number 5, here it is, Jesus speaking and said, "For this cause shall a man..." Go up to verse 4. If you're taking notes, I do apologize. Go up to verse 4. "And he answered and said unto them, Have ye not read that he which made them..." At the beginning made them male and female. Now verse number 5, "And said, For this cause shall a man leave father and mother and shall cleave to his wife, and they twain shall be one." Husband needs somebody to cleave to. Now, believe it or not, the definition of the word cleave here is just a little bit different. It means to glue to be glued to. That's how you're one flesh. You're glued to one another. You ever took super glue and like, for instance, we're back in our house now, and things are kind of out of sort a little bit because we have no kitchen. We don't have a kitchen. So we got pots and pans and stuff and this here and there and all that kind of stuff and everything. And these are in places where they're not supposed to be, where they normally wouldn't be and everything else. And there's this pot that is sitting in our closet. And I went to go get something, and I pulled it, and not paying attention. And sure enough, this pot takes it and rolls over. And one of the handles broke off. Oh. Mama wasn't happy. I wasn't happy. Man, I went to do her and get this kitchen done and everything. So now I got to take this pot and get some super glue and glue the handles back on. And now we're going to have to paint the pot so it'll look right. And you notice how good super glue works when you take it and put things together? I mean, you can't break it apart. I mean, if you try to break it, it'll break somewhere else. Right there where that super glue, it's almost like welding something together. That's how husbands need to stick to their wives.
Right.
And that's how wives need to stick to their husbands. And the way that you stick together, because of your different makeup, the wives have to obey the husband. Now, husbands, you're not off the hook. We're going to talk some more next month. we're going to get this all together. But you need each other, thank you, brother, to cleave to. Go over to Mark chapter 10, same thing. Mark chapter 10. And in Mark chapter 10, we're almost done. In Mark chapter 10 and verse number 7. Mark chapter 10 and verse number 7. The Bible says, in Mark chapter 10, verse number 7, "For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother and cleave to his wife." And cleave to his wife. Go, if you will, to 1 Corinthians chapter 7. Yeah, we're going to go there. 1 Corinthians chapter 7. And I can almost hear you thinking, he's not going to go to 1 Corinthians chapter 7. Yes, I am. Verse number 3. Verse number 3. And we're going to read down to verse number 5. The Bible says, "Let the husband render unto the wife due benevolence, and likewise also the wife unto the husband." So So in other words, y'all need to render due benevolence to one another. In verse number 4, the Bible says, the wife hath not power of her own body, but the husband, and likewise also the husband hath not power over his own body, but the wife. And in verse number 5, it says, defraud ye not one the other, except it be with consent for a time, that ye may give yourselves to fasting and prayer, and come together again, that Satan tempt you not for your inconsistency. That word inconsistency means just, I'm going to break it down, long story short, the lack of self-control. If you have that problem, that's how you can settle it. Go to Genesis chapter 26. Wasn't that pretty easy? Somebody say something. I can go back. Y'all want to get into it? Genesis chapter 26, and we're almost done. Genesis chapter 26. In Genesis chapter 26, if you will, please, look at verse number 8 and verse number 9. Abimelech. Anyway, look at verse number eight and verse number nine. And it came to pass when he had been there a long time, that Abimelech, king of the Philistines, looked out at a window and saw, and behold, Isaac was sporting with Rebekah his wife. In verse number 9. And Abimelech called Isaac and said, behold, of surety she is thy wife, and how sayest thou she is my sister? And Isaac said unto him, because I said, lest I die for her. Here it is. Abimelech was lied to. Isaac, and he told all the people that, this is my sister. And everybody thought it was his sister. She was a very beautiful woman and everything else. Abimelech looked out, and he basically was thinking about having this for his wife. And long story short, because of Isaac sporting his wife, he knew the jig was up. When people look out of their window at husbands and wives today, how does it look? You know, people do look out the window. Even y'all that live out in the country, people will look out of the window. They have their binoculars now. And especially if you live in a neighborhood, people look out their window. I can't tell you how many times me and my wife Shirlene, every time we go somewhere, I open the door for my wife. I want to open the door so my wife can take it and get in the car, and I make sure she gets in there safely and everything else. And then I close the door for my wife, and then I walk around. Rain, snow, it doesn't matter. Heat. doesn't matter. I'm going to open the door for my wife, and I'm going to let my wife in, and then I'll walk around and get in the car after I let my wife in. You know, I don't take it and swing the door open and run to the car and get in the car. Hurry up, get in the car. No. I let my wife in the car, close the door for my wife, and let her get in the car and make sure she gets in there safely. Why? Because she's my wife. She's my sweetie. She is the one that I cleave to. And when people see us out in public, it shouldn't be, oh, just shut up and get in the car. Just hush. Get in the car. We're running late. What's wrong? Hurry up, babe. We could have been had that on. Let's go. That's not how you do that, because people are watching. People are watching. And when people watch it, I want to look like Isaac. I'd rather people see me sporting my wife than acting like a jerk toward my wife. Oh, honey, I already started on the men, didn't I? Listen, it's important for your husband to have you to cling to. He went searching for you. He got you. You said, yeah. Let him cling to you. Let him cling to you. That's all that I have. Let's close in a word of prayer. Father, we thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your love and care. Please, Lord, take and use your word.